talk about Target Circle.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey there, Fanneritos! Welcome back to How Rude, Tanneritos. We are interviewing someone very special to us today. We literally grew up with her on the set of Full House, and we were so lucky to be able to recapture that magic 20 years later on the set of Fuller House. She created the unforgettable role of DJ as the quintessential teenage older sister. But she is more than just a TV best friend and sibling. She is our real-life she-wolf sister. Please welcome to the pod our dear friend, Candace Cameron Bure.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
DJ.
Hi.
Hey. DJ's upset. DJ's upset.
That's nice. Hi.
Hi. Belated happy birthday.
Yes.
I know we texted you on the day, but just want to wish you a happy birthday again. Did you have a nice day?
I did. It was like super mellow. I thought of you a lot because I worked out and then I went back to bed. I was just like, having a day.
I mean, that's kind of that.
I mean, that sounds like a good day anyway.
Right. That's a great day.
I was just like a little tired and just a little in my feelings on my birthday. So like,
oh yeah.
But then had a lovely mellow day and went to dinner with the boys.
Oh, nice. And your son, Lev, recently got married. So you were the mother of the groom.
I know.
What was that like? Oh my goodness, I can't believe it.
It was amazing. It was so amazing. It was one of the best weekends of my life. It's like, I think we've talked about this. It's at weddings and funerals when all the people that you love the most gather in a room together. And right. So thankfully this was a joyous occasion.
Yeah.
So the wedding was incredible. It was awesome. And it was everything that Elliot and Lev wanted for their day. So,
I can't believe it.
Were you involved with the planning at all? Or were you kind of hands off and let the bride?
Definitely more hands off because it's a whole different experience as mother of the groom, mother of the bride.
Right.
So I think I have permission already from Natasha that I get to be Momzilla.
Got it. Yeah. Mother of the groom, you're a little more like, that's nice over there.
You know, like, I was like, I need help. I want to help.
Right.
I helped like this much.
Well, you don't want to step on toes or, you know, No. You just want to enjoy the day.
I'm here if you need me, but I would really love to be involved. Right. But if you don't want, it's okay. But I really want to be involved.
And now you've given Natasha just a notebook of all of the notes and the ideas that you had while planning. You're like, hey, so I have some thoughts about, when you get married.
I said, I'm controlling your wedding. And she was like, great.
Fantastic.
Like DJ and her clipboard of fun. Right? Here, this is what we're doing.
I will turn into DJ Tanner. Yeah. With Natasha's wedding.
Well, if you, can, if you can pull it together in the backyard in like 2 hours, my hat's off, you know?
Hey, you know? Right? Bring in a cow, bring in a tent, bring in
everything. I feel like that should just be its own reality show. Like, if you can actually pull off what the Tanners did to create a triple wedding in their backyard in a matter of several hours, you win a free wedding.
Somehow that challenge is like, I could do it. I could do it.
You totally could. Yeah. You totally could. Yep. Well, we've been having so much fun going back and watching these early, early episodes of Full House with our just, we were so prepubescent.
Oh my God.
So no, I haven't seen them in ages. Babies. So I don't even know what we're talking about today. What episode are we on?
We're not, we're just interviewing. We have guests on, we try not to stress them out with having to recap stuff because it's hard enough for us to remember that we have to do that. No, we're just talking.
We're in the middle of
fun stuff.
Yeah, we're in the middle of season two, but yeah, this isn't a specific chat about that. Yeah. But
we did just record the episode earlier today, where we recapped the episode that you help Harry learn how to subtract with oranges.
Harry Takayama,
my best friend. Apparently, you're like 4 minus 2 oranges, whatever. And then suddenly he's in love with you and Steph is pissed because you stole her boyfriend. And you're like, he is a first grader. I don't even like him. And Steph's just like, I move out into Michelle's room. I move Michelle into my room. Yeah.
It's very off. I don't remember that episode.
I didn't until we watched it today either. Again, like going back and starting at the beginning has been so, because did you watch the show, Can? Did you, like, were you a person?
I watched it. Yes. Like, when we did it, I watched it. It was so fun. My mom would get the VHS tapes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys did, too.
Yeah, we had the tapes.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Watch it when it, well, not always, because we taped on Friday nights, too, sometimes when it was airing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I watched every episode when we were doing the show live. And then I think I had another round where I watched a lot of episodes. Not all of them, but when Natasha, Lev, and Max were young, they weren't like super big Full House fans, but they enjoyed it occasionally. So if it was like on Nickelodeon, I was like, great, watch mommy, watch mommy. so I watched a handful, but I don't think I've seen any Full House episodes in probably at least 10 years, maybe 15 years. I don't know.
It is a trip. It is so wild to see us as these especially first season was, I mean, obviously because it was the, you know, so long ago, but we were like these tiny little pipsqueak people, and the hair, so much hair.
Oh, the evolution of DJ's hair alone. That could be a whole episode on it. So you start out with like the loose ringlets in season one. And then by season two, it was like the scrunched up.
A lot of perm.
Yeah, it was like diffuser.
That was a big,
as much as possible.
Yeah. And then my hair by season two looked like a dandelion. Like someone had just fried my head. And if you blew on it, it was all going to just shatter off my head and fly away. That's what it looked like. It was so over permed and sad. It was really...
very overprocessed.
I looked at it and I went, oh, that's where my hair went. It never came back. Yeah.
And my hair looked like a wig. Like bad wig, even though it was real. Like, it was not a wig. It's like Anchorwoman hair. At the age of 11.
Candace, do you remember when Tate was born, that baby picture of him where he's got all that hair? That was Andrea in these
season
episodes.
Two.
All this hair just thick all over the place. And I told her the other day, I said, now I know where Tate got his hair. I always wondered. And now I see you had a wig.
Wow.
It
looked like a wig. It was not a wig, but it could have been.
So
it would have been a great wig. So I'm sure that people would love to know, Candace, like what your, you know, one of the things that we've asked everybody from the original cast was like, what was it like for you when you first started doing the show as a 10-year-old? Like, what was that experience like? What was your audition process like for Full House? Like, what was all of that? How did that all unfold for you at 10?
So I've told this story a lot, but like the audition process was like every other audition process for me. in that, got the call, went in, saw a casting director, and I auditioned, but she was like, yeah, you're okay. It's fine. I'll bring you back for producers. But the fact that she was like, at least that's how I took it. I was so sad after. So I walked out of that room and I was crying to my mom, and she's like, what's the matter? And I said, I had a really bad audition, but she's bringing me back. And my mom's like, well, it's not that bad then. Right. And I was like, but I feel like I did a good job. Mm. So she goes, you want to go back in and do it again? And I said, yes. So she like asked the casting director, can she go in and can you give her a few notes and then tell her that she could do better? And can she do it again for you? So I did. And the casting director was like, okay, that was great. Right. Still bringing you back.
Nothing's changed. Right.
And then I went and saw the audition was with Jeff and Tom and Bob. Mm-hmm. And I remember that first, it felt like very scary as a 10-year-old because I don't remember where it was. I feel like it was on a lot somewhere, or maybe it was at Warner Brothers or something. And I feel like we were in like a small theater. Mm-hmm. And I guess this is my dream. I don't know. But I remember walking down what felt like a longer entrance where they were sitting in their seats, and I auditioned for them.
It might have been at Lorimar, which was MGM, but there were all kinds of little like studio spaces and like theaters and things.
I felt like it was more of a screening room, but I again mm-hmm. I'd be wrong. This is a long time ago. It just felt intimidating. It was a big room, and I did the audition and I left, and I didn't really think much about it after that because that was our audition process. My mom would say, as soon as you audition, let it go. Yeah. And if you feel good about it, that you did a good job, don't think about it ever again. And if we get the call that you get it, great, but don't sit on it, you know, and be wondering every day. So I kind of forgot about it. But then very soon, within a few days, I think I got the call that I got the part. So that was really cool. And in a weird way, I was like, cool. I'm next in line. This is what's supposed to happen because my brother's on a television show and now it's my turn to be on a television show. I thought that's how it happened in all families.
Right, right. You're like, right, this is just right. If your family goes into show business, everyone eventually gets a show. Right.
You get a TV show.
A hit show, too. Yeah, right.
I was super excited. I was really familiar with the sets. I was familiar with sound stages and the studio because I'd been going to Growing Pains for 2 years.
Oh yeah.
Watching my brother. I'd already been acting for about 5 years at this point. I'd been on Growing Pains. So all of it felt familiar. So I was just very excited about it as a 10-year-old, and then excited to meet you guys. And now I remember meeting Bob specifically just because I know you talked about it a billion times because we shot the pilot with John Posey and then came back with Bob. So I specifically remember meeting Bob. I remember being intimidated, like in a good way, by John, just because I knew he was like, he was Blackie from General Hospital. And my sisters were freaking out over that. So I remember I had that little scene in the garage where I was like negotiating with him to move back upstairs.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And my little 10-year-old self was like, oh, he's a big actor. Like, he's a big star. So don't mess this up. And I think Dave was just fun and funny, you know, but such great memories. And the initial like entrance into the show felt so comfortable and so family-like. And so I loved it.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I'm sure every one of our listeners can attest that we all carry around different stressors, both big and small. And I carry around quite a few of them myself.
I know when I bottle up my problems and emotions, it can start to have a negative effect in my day-to-day life. Therapy is my safe space where I can get things off my chest and figure out how to solve the things that are weighing me down.
Seriously, therapy is an amazing tool to help you be the best version of yourself. And whether you're aiming to set new boundaries, something that is sometimes missing in our episodes, or learn positive coping skills, or learn to heal from trauma, therapy can help.
With BetterHelp, all you need to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/howrude today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/howrude.
Hey, Fanaritos, we want to talk to you about Target Circle, the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
I know it, and I definitely love it. And did you know that the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
It's the new Target Circle 360. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. I need to get away and pack up the car and break free to embark on an adventurous weekend. What do you say, AB? Will you come with me?
Well, how will we get there, Jody Sweetin?
Well, may I suggest the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe.
Oh, I have seen this car. It is stunning.
Right? I am loving the new Hyundais, and the features make it the perfect vehicle to pack up the family and get away. There's available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, which is perfect when you have two kids who both want to stare at their phones rather than talk to you. I speak from experience.
Relatable. The Santa Fe's entire existence is to make sure it can take you on any adventure stress-free and ready to relax.
Ooh, what do you say, Andrea? How about we, like, you know, time travel isn't real, but what if we, like, take it back to the late 80s and go on a phone-free weekend somewhere?
Oh, yes. Let's go to Joshua Tree, where there's not even cell phone service.
Perfect. Let's go on a little weekend trip somewhere.
Yeah.
Out, we'll make it like it's 1988, no yes. phones, no nothing. I'm going to braid my hair into a rat tail and bring a guitar to sing like a ripper. It's going to be great.
I'm going to put my hair up in a scrunchie with my permed hair and head on out in the Hyundai. So if you want to just escape your house filled with kids or your sister's widowed husband and your jingle writing partner, just go up to the snow and sing a cappella with your ripper's bandmates. This is the car to do it.
Well, that is if you don't already own a motorcycle and maybe have a helmet.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. How did the Camerons as a whole get into the business? Because I know Kirk was on Growing Pains and your mom was a talent manager, right? So how did you go from like normal family to, oh, we have multiple children on multiple hit TV shows?
So kind of fluky. I actually don't even know if it's how you guys started either, but like we're all born and raised in LA. So I feel like that is just, it's a different opportunity in that you can try being on commercials, just like you can go sign up for the soccer team or tap in ballet.
Yeah.
Different when you live somewhere else that's not an entertainment capital.
Yeah, and you have to move your entire family here because the kid wants it.
Like that's a real definite decision. But this was like, we kind of lived here and my mom had a friend was like, your kids are really cute. Let me give their picture to my agent. And my mom was like, okay. So we all went to audition for the agent. My mom was like, do you guys want to try this? We all said, sure. So she took my brother. She took me and my sister, Melissa. She didn't take my sister, Bridget. Mm. And that's hard. My sister's got a really beautiful story about that too. Mm. She actually just like
wrote her book about it. Oh, she did.
It's really beautiful. And it's,
I want to read that.
My sister, Melissa, decided she didn't like it after auditioning for a little bit. My brother and I liked it. So we just kept working. And because we were in LA, it was like after school, my mom would pick me up, you know, from the elementary school. And today we'd have an audition and maybe the next day we wouldn't have an audition. And so it just kind of flowed from there, but I always enjoyed it. So that's why my mom was like, as long as you like it, we'll keep doing this.
Yeah.
And if you don't, just tell me, just like my sister was like, I don't want to do it anymore. She's like, great, let's stop.
Yeah. A very low pressure.
But I mean, your sisters were always there. Melissa and Bridget were always around on set.
And Bridget was like our stand-in my stand-in, but for so many years on Full House.
She was part of the Full House
absolutely.
Family.
Yeah. Just like all of our families were. We always talk about like how the moms were so connected and like really wonderfully present on set for all of us, and really they really bonded together too, and like what a rarity it was for a cast as far as adults and kids and the kids' parents and to like be as close as we were, and as you know family barbecues and you know all of these things, like it was everybody really knew each other.
And I really think John was such really spearheaded that so much. He'd have those barbecues at his house at the end of a season, at the start of a season. And it was like the entire show. Yeah. He would invite
everybody,
everyone
from
every department. And like, who does that?
Right.
Yeah. So John hadn't done that. He just set the tone right away for like, we're a family. Yeah. We're doing this show together. It's awesome.
Yeah. It made such a huge difference, I think, in the whole experience of the show.
And we didn't even know growing up that that's not common. Like,
right. We were just like,
thought, oh, this acting thing is great. This must be how every show works. Right. It was like, oh no.
Nice. Yeah. It's fun. Everyone loves you. And your best interest in mind.
Yeah. Yeah. That was,
you know, is not true now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, but like, that's how I felt too going into
wasn't true at the time. We had a really exceptional experience and we had really involved families and we had, you know, all of the things that make for a great experience kind of all came together. And we were, I think, very, very, very lucky in that.
Which is why we're all still in it today.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because we,
I mean, I know you took a break or, you know, you quit Andrea for a while, but you came back. But even doing this, like we all had really good experience or relatively good experiences that we're all still in entertainment today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely not something we were like, never again. Although we have found out that a lot of guest stars on Full House, it was the last thing they ever did.
Never again.
Never again. We had several people who did a couple like careers. Guest appearances on set. Like they were there for like two or three episodes. And then it was like, and that was their last credit and they never did anything ever again. So we both launched careers and killed them. So there was no in between. No one just sort of was like, I'm going to become a character actor. No, we either never saw you again or they're like hugely successful. So
yeah.
I don't know what that says about us, but congrats. Well. Right.
So we all went to school together on the set. Like the first season, we all shared a schoolroom and Adria, our school teacher, which was amazing. I can't remember how many seasons we shared her before. Like, you know, you and I were in middle school and eventually high school and Jody was so much younger. So eventually we kind of branched off into different teachers and different schoolrooms. But do you remember those, like our field trip to San Diego Zoo?
Yes.
That was so fun.
San Diego Zoo. And I remember Solvang.
Castle. When we went to Solvang and Hearst Castle. Castle. Yeah.
Hearst Castle. Yeah.
I still have that book report because like Adria made us write.
That's right.
We had to, I did a little collage in a book. Yeah, I think I still have it.
That's right. I forgot we had to do a book report on it. Like I knew it was a field trip, but that's right. Adria was like, okay, and then we're going to like get a book on Hearst Castle and write a little thing. And like it was definitely an educational experience. Yes.
Yeah. Those were all, they were so great. I feel like we do La Brea Tar Pits together too?
We did. We did the tar pits. We did Alvarado Street. Or no, excuse me, Olvera Street.
Olvera Street. Olvera Street. To practice Spanish. Yeah. Right.
We went, Elise made us go and we had to order everything in Spanish. And you were in Spanish class.
We could only talk in Spanish to each other.
Yeah.
Like that was it.
I think I made you guys talk for me because I don't think I talk in Spanish.
Yeah. That was, I remember doing that. But so many like really wonderful experiences
I
that were.
I forgot about those. Yeah, those were really great. It was fun in those younger years when we were all together and doing field trips and all of that. I loved it. I did.
I'll never forget your mom slapping mud on my hand at Hearst Castle because I got stung by a bee. We told that story, your mom was like, get some mud. And we were like, what? And she's like, in the parking lot, just like get some like, you know, water and some dirt from the little island in the parking lot. She's like, slap it on there. And it helped.
Yep. Remedy, just suck that stinger out.
Yep.
It works. It works.
And I'll never forget your mom telling the story of how she swallowed a bee once. And I that like that it terrified me for life.
I know. I
didn't even know that was possible.
Horrible? Stung her in the throat.
Yeah.
Inside.
Ah, ouch.
Yeah. I know.
That hurts.
But also the most random things that you remember as a kid, right? You're like, I don't remember very significant portions of things, but I do remember that Candace's mom got stung in the throat by a bee as a child. I was like, that's useful. Very useful.
Do you remember the Full House cookbook? Which we were trying to remember if we put that together in the classroom or if it was some other project. But the Full House cookbook with the red cover.
Yeah, I think I still have that too. I do remember it.
Yeah.
And then there was time, but I think this is maybe when we kind of split off, but maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong. We also had like the Full House Gazette, or we called it something else, but I have copies of that too. That was when I was with Glenn.
Yeah, you would do newsletters.
We had like the little Full House newsletter, newspaper.
Oh my gosh. Do you still have those?
I have a couple copies of them.
Oh, I want to see those. I forgot
about that. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Oh,
yeah,
man.
I feel like you guys were contributors. This is like an episode of Full House.
Right. We were like guest columnists.
Yeah. We would, we'd do like little interviews.
Yeah. I was like the editor. And then you guys were contributors. You did interviews. Someone did like a puzzle or a game on the back.
Yeah.
A recipe. I don't know, something random, but.
Oh my God. I forgot.
We did fun stuff.
Yeah.
We did
do fun stuff. This is like art imitates life. Cause didn't DJ run the school paper? And yes, Kimmy and DJ had a fight.
Maybe that's where they got the idea. They were like, look, these kids are running a newspaper anyway. We might as well throw it in the show.
Hey, Fanaritos. We want to talk to you about Target Circle, the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
I know it, and I definitely love it. And did you know that the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
It's the new Target Circle 360. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. I need to get away and pack up the car and break free to embark on an adventurous weekend. What do you say, AB? Will you come with me?
Well, how will we get there, Jody Sweetin?
Well, may I suggest the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe.
Oh, I have seen this car. It is stunning.
Right? I am loving the new Hyundais, and the features make it the perfect vehicle to pack up the family and get away. There's available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, which is perfect when you have two kids who both want to stare at their phones rather than talk to you. I speak from experience.
Relatable. The Santa Fe's entire existence is to make sure it can take you on any adventure stress-free and ready to relax.
Ooh, what do you say, Andrea? How about we like, you know, time travel isn't real, but what if we like take it back to the late 80s and go on a phone-free weekend somewhere?
Oh, yes. Let's go to Joshua Tree where there's not even cell phone service.
Perfect. Let's go on a little weekend trip somewhere.
Yeah.
Out, we'll make it like it's 1988, no phones, no nothing. I'm going to braid my hair into a rat tail and bring a guitar to sing like a ripper. It's going to be great.
I'm going to put my hair up in a scrunchie with my permed hair and head on out in the Hyundai. So if you want to just escape your house filled with kids or your sister's widowed husband and your jingle writing partner, just go up to the snow and sing a cappella with your ripper's bandmates. This is the car to do it.
Well, that is if you don't already own a motorcycle and maybe have a helmet.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
So we haven't gotten to any episodes yet where we experience like major milestones, like the first kiss or the first zit or whatever.
Oh my gosh, that was horrible.
Wasn't
horrible.
Okay.
I hated the first zit.
There's a zit episode?
Oh, you hated the zit. I thought you were going to say the first kiss. Yeah, DJ's first
that
zit.
That was horrible and embarrassing. The kiss was also embarrassing, but You know, I don't know. I didn't have as much anxiety about that one, but having just to have a zit on the end of my nose for an entire episode and look like a fool at 13 or 14 was like humiliating.
Right.
It was so
embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you're already so self-conscious at that age, but then you put something embarrassing on your face in front of how many millions of people who are watching the show.
Yeah. Anytime I had to like purposely look as unattractive as possible for my most hated shows. And, you know, I'm like, okay, that says something about me.
well, you were also what, 13? What kid was at 13 is like, you know what I want to do on television is look stupid. I want to look so stupid that everyone the next week time that they see me at school is going to be like, I remember how stupid you looked and I'm going to make fun of you for it. Because they'll make fun of you for nothing.
It's true. So thank you for saying.
Yeah.
But like, there's a difference between if you're acting goofy, doing something goofy on purpose that is, I'm trying to think of an example, but.
There's a difference between funny, silly, and embarrassing actual life moment that you're replicating.
Yes, exactly. Right. Yes. Thank you for saying that well. Right. That's exactly it. So like that zit episode was so embarrassing. There was another one where it was in the later years because Scott was on and we were boyfriend, girlfriend. And Becky was like trying to teach the guys a lesson about beauty or makeup. And so we come down, like we're going to dinner and we had like clown makeup on.
Yeah.
So much eyeshadow, so much lipstick, so much blush. And we looked, but in these really nice, beautiful dresses. And we were like, oh, don't you think we look great? It was something like that.
Yes.
Like we were.
I think I sort of remember that. Yeah.
Like it was reality. And then they were like, we don't know if we should be honest, but that makeup's horrible. But that was so embarrassing, like to have clown makeup on. Like I hated that episode. I was like, why? Why do you make?
And meanwhile, Andrea's just like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was weekly for me. Like put me in the weirdest outfit possible.
What must that be like to dress in an embarrassing outfit? No.
That was my character. Again, I was playing a funny character. That was her whole purpose, but to be quirky like that. So,
and we all like just, you know, it was anything at that age, just existing is embarrassing. You know what I mean? Like just being, just existing, having a name and a face is like horrifying. You know what I mean? You're like, I can't, it's something's going to be made fun of. And so, you know,
it's true.
And I do remember it, like it being something that really as a kid and like at that age, when I was like 13, 14, when the show ended, for me, being something where I realized how much more self-conscious I had become from the start of Full House until the end. And then, you know, that was where you guys were, like right in the middle. So
that's exactly it. So, now that we're moms and we have kids that are in those teen years now or have gone through them, like you realize how difficult it can be in real life, but then you exacerbate that by millions of people on national television. So Yeah, if I didn't have the right t-shirt on one day or I just felt fat in it, it was like my life is over.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
everything feels very dramatic.
Yeah. Everything is very dramatic at that age. It is all terrible and painful, and it is a lot. And we all, we had to do it in front of everybody. So,
yes. But we definitely had, I definitely had way more great times and good times and shows I loved over the years than the few that stand out.
And it's a good thing that when we came back to Fuller, we didn't do anything embarrassing, because that would have been, No, that's my kids. I'll start dancing in the mall and like doing stuff. And they're like, Mom, you're so embarrassing. I'm like, you see what I do for a job. Why would you think that this would be the most embarrassing thing that I would do? Is dance in the middle of a grocery store. Like,
It's so,
Have you seen an episode of Fuller? Yeah.
There was something so liberating about Fuller House though, because then, because you're old enough.
Because as an adult, you're like, oh God, it's nice to not care.
It's so nice to not care. That was the best. I'm like, the goofier, the better.
Yeah. Yes. I found it when we did Fuller that I think like the three of us really leaned into like, oh, we'll just be as ridiculous as we can. And that was so much fun, because it was kind of like getting to come back and be like, oh yeah, like this is great. Like, this is fun. It's playful. I get the joke. Right. Like I don't care. Like I'm not so self-conscious that people are going to think this is me, which is, you know, as a teenager, you're like, oh my God, they're going to think I actually am this person.
Yeah. You just don't take yourself as seriously when you're older, hopefully. It's true. If you're in a good headspace.
Yeah. I've met some people that do, and I'm like, you need to get over yourself. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And it's not, no, we were, I mean, I don't know why I keep picturing right now those ridiculous bridesmaids costumes. That's all I'm picturing from Fuller right now.
Riding on the back of my bridesmaid's train. Why I had a train, I don't know. And I'm wearing a bird.
You had some sort of bird cage on your head.
On my head.
Yeah.
That was, I don't even remember how they rigged that up. Like, because I didn't actually pull you guys. I think it wasn't like a moving walkway type thing.
No, they it was attached to a thing, but I think
it was attached to me.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
All I remember is laying on top of some peach-colored ruffles.
Tulle.
Yeah. Definitely. It was a lot.
Oh, yes. Hey, we finally got to do our own stunts in Fuller. Like, it was great.
Right?
We got to do Mexican wrestling. I got to do aerials.
Do we remember? I will never forget the day that we were doing the stunt in the living room that had that sliding thing. And
when I almost died. How did I forget?
Yeah, that's not even an exaggeration. Let's
share with that with the audience what that was. We were doing a stunt, and
what was it? American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah,
like DJ wanted to do the
zipline in the living room, Warrior, as one does.
Yes,
right, exactly. So I went through the course, and at the end, I zipline diagonally, like the length
the
of
CPAP-y.
The living room
towards the mirror,
and then I land on a platform. But during rehearsal, the rig was not set up correctly, and there was no safety stop on the end of it.
Yeah.
So when I landed off the zip line and stopped, the whole mechanism, which is
this
all
giant
metal
thing that's like
heavy
and very, very heavy, slid right off the track and came right next to my head with an inch.
Yeah. And like dented the floor, like there was a big gash in the stage floor. It broke the stairs. It was like, it was wild.
I felt I felt it go right by me, but I think Scott was up on the top of the stairs.
Yeah, Scott watched the whole thing.
And Scott like watched it in real time happening and like couldn't even get a word out. Mm-hmm. Like, it's falling, because it happened within 1 second. Yeah. And if I just shifted my weight the tiniest bit, it would have probably broken my neck. Landed right on top of my head.
It was,
I remember. We kind of stopped.
Yeah, we were like, Chris Jensen was like, all right, we're going to take a break. And then I'm sure someone got ripped a new
Yeah.
Well, Mark Sandrowski was directing that week. And I just remember the look on his face was so serious.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're going to take a 5, maybe a 10.
Yeah.
And like the stunt guy was fired. Like and Mark's like, we're not doing this stunt. Like redo the whole set because we're not doing that stunt anymore. We're doing something. I think they ended up doing monkey bars.
Something like that.
Instead of a zip line. Yeah. Because Mark's like,
we're not even going to try that again. Yeah. That was wild.
That was scary.
That was traumatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been thinking about all kinds of wild. When the horse got loose on set. Do you remember that? Yeah, DJ's very first horse, and the horse went running down the camera aisle.
I didn't remember this.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah, first season, and the horse came to, like got out of the little the little set that it was in down there, and came
the little stable.
Yeah,
I'd probably do that too if I were
right.
A horse.
I'd be like, "Hey, what's going on down here? What are you guys doing?" Yeah.
Well, and you rode that horse in that episode. You were very good at the whole montage in the park. You were very good skills.
I was happy to ride the horse.
Yeah. Gotta love a montage.
So many animals between both shows. I mean, have you guys done a count yet on the podcast of how many animal species we've worked with over the years?
No, but
we should.
I do know that I love that amphibian. And it's...
so far...
Yeah,
we're not even to Comet. Like Comet's not even here yet. We have turtles and bags, and the ferret. But I think that might be it.
A monkey on the show.
Yeah, they had the chimp. Yeah. I couldn't look in the eye. Everyone was terrified of. We had a little capuchin monkey.
The donkey with the peppermint.
Yes. The horse.
I think it got worse on Fuller. Once they added an alligator, it was like, come on.
Well, I was a veterinarian, so that was ridiculous.
Guys, I was in a giant vat of snot.
Tomato.
Holding a baby.
Holding babies.
In a tube top and hot pants and covered in disgusting goo with 7 puppies. Okay, that was peak.
But hey,
what is happening?
It's funny.
It was hilarious. Was I was just terrified that I was going to drop a baby in a vat of goo on my lap. It was like slippery and wiggling around. Yeah, it was an experience.
Oh,
but no, it was.
Yeah. So that was your low point. What was our high point of Fuller or Full, whatever? It all blends together. Like your favorite stunt, your favorite scene, your favorite moment. I don't know. Was it the Mexican wrestling where you got to do
Mexican wrestling
some flips?
Was pretty awesome. Honestly, I loved that. That was all me on that.
Yeah. They hired the stunt double and didn't even need her.
I can do all of this. That was really fun. I did that little scissor kick up and around and
right. I feel like that was probably before the other incident or was it after?
Yes.
It was before.
No,
yeah, because then after that, they would have been
before.
Yeah. But I also did, like, when we did the episode in Japan.
Right. You guys jumped off that.
We jumped off of a cliff.
So
then back at the studio, we did the green screen of jumping off the cliff. So they had us up probably, like, maybe two stories two to three big stories, depending on like what kind of building you're thinking of. And it was all green screen and had the harness and had to just jump off of it. And that was fun, but kind of scary. It was like a little bit harder than it felt like because of the landing, like the dropping and the landing. But we did some crazy stunts on Fuller.
Yeah. On both shows.
I mean, you just riding the curtains. I mean,
so far I've ridden the curtains. I've been an astronaut and flown around the room. I've several things that I don't think you can do with children anymore on set.
You can't do that anymore.
But you know what? I had fun. So it was great. My little moon shoes.
Just hanging around.
Just hanging around.
Oh, man.
Well, I have to say, there's something really special about Kimmy and Steph being able to interview DJ. And we loved catching up with Candace and reminiscing on the wonderful memories from our childhood. So stay tuned for part 2 of our interview with Candace Cameron Bure, airing this Friday. And in the meantime, if you want to follow us on Instagram, you can follow us at How Rude Podcast. You can also send us emails at howrudepodcast@gmail.com. And make sure that you're liking and subscribing to the podcast wherever you're listening so that you can make sure and get all the newest episodes right when they come out so you're not missing anything. Thanks for tuning in to another really fun episode today with DJ Kimmy and Steph, the fabulous trio, and we'll be back with part two. But remember, the world is small, but the house is full.
You got it now.
Cake.
You got it.
Nothing.
Nailed it.
Totally gonna screw it up next time. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. Let's talk about Target Circle.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.